Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Olin will be at Coombs Corner Sports Grill in Lockport this Sunday for the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show. Hub, Manley, and Olin from 9 until kickoff. Then it's Hub, Manley, and James Big Cat Williams. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. This segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Olin Kreutz with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. What's up, Olin?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, man, it's real good. Our advice to you would be take an appetite with you to Coombs Corner Sunday. He and his chef stopped by yesterday. They brought a ton. Do you like meatballs, Olin? I know they don't appear on your Thanksgiving Day plate, but a couple more weeks, you can ask him again. The food is absolutely stacked.
We are American on the island. But, I will take my appetite to Coombs Corner, and I'm looking forward to it.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Olin, it's an under-discussed story because, you know, coach and quarterback, but it seems like James Daniels and Cody Whitehair might be flipping positions. Is that something you would endorse?
No, I wouldn't. I hate the idea. I think James Daniels is coming along. I still think he's going to be a really good center. Obviously, the offense is playing terrible right now, so you can see why they would want to make some kind of switch to maybe – the only thing I can think is to make Mitch Trubisky a little more comfortable back there. But if I'm a coach, and if I'm Mitch Trubisky, guys, and someone's going to basically lose their job because I can't get everybody on the right people myself – I take that personally myself, and I go in that room and I talk to Coach Nagy and say, look, this is on me. Like, I got to help out too, this young center, get people and everybody on the right guys. I'm not saying that James Daniels has played perfectly. He's made a lot of mistakes, but so has that whole offense. And if you watch the film, Cody Whitehair is doing a lot of the organizing sometimes. When they're out there, especially when you're on the road, like against the Eagles, and James's head is in between his legs for that silent count. So you can see why they're doing that, because they're panicking and their offense is playing terrible. But I don't like it. It's kind of like if someone just said, look, the ratings suck over there for you guys for the afternoon show. So it's not your fault, but we're just going to move you, Danny, to the morning show. You're going to feel like it's your fault anyway.
Change for change sake is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that scenario, Olin. I don't even know what you're talking about. That would never happen around here.
Olin, give us some subtle things to look for from James Daniels. I'll watch him. I'll make the effort to watch him exclusively first half Sunday. What should I be noticing that you like about him?
I like that he reminds me of, you remember Nick Mangold?
Oh, sure.
And the Raiders center, Hudson. He's kind of a bigger center. He more plays along the line of scrimmage, but he makes one-on-one run blocks that there's maybe three or four centers in the league that can execute these one-on-one base. By base, I mean just you versus usually the toughest run stopper on the team that you're facing. You know, the center usually has to face the biggest, baddest guy on the other team that has to stop the run. So like this week, you'll see Snacks Harrison line up in there at nose guard, and James and him, if James is playing center, that will be a good matchup on rundowns. Now, the things that he is struggling with is he struggles with sometimes getting to the second level, his athleticism on the second level on linebackers, picking up games and stunts on third down. But some of that is attributed to Rashad Coward really struggling with picking up games. By games, I mean the tackles or the tackle will run outside and the end will loop inside. And you would expect a guy with only three NFL starts like Coward to struggle with something like that, especially against such a high-level D tackle as Fletcher Cox is. But, you know, you can watch him. The process when you come out of the huddle is, you know, you got to identify who the line's going to. By that, I mean you identify a linebacker and it sets everybody's assignments. And not to totally bore the listeners, but those are some things that you can look for. And he has to be totally committed to that and not guessing, and point the linebacker and get everybody moving in the right direction.
Olin, do the Bears have any offensive linemen who are good at run blocking?
Yep, James Daniels is very good at run blocking. Bobby Massey does a nice job. Cody Whitehair does a nice job, a little more athletic guard in there. And you see it now, Danny, and I understand the question, but you see it when they line up in that I formation, right? And they come downhill at people, and they usually gain some pretty good yards when they line up in that formation. So they're actually better at run blocking and coming off the ball and moving forward than they are at pass pro right now, and sorting out games and sorting out stunts and sorting out who is coming. And a lot of that will fall when you really, because I knew that this question about James Daniels was coming, so I went back and watched James the whole year. And I couldn't understand moving him except for the fact that you're trying to make Mitch comfortable. A lot of that is coming from the quarterback. A lot of that is coming from the quarterback organizing things. Like, if you think about the second play of the Philadelphia Eagles game when they lose 4 yards, they motion J.P. Holtz in, and they're thinking about running one play, and Mitch checks to another play and really doesn't give James Daniels the time to re-identify who he's going to. Fletcher Cox, because the film study has realized that every time the Bears check a play, they go on one right after the check. So he jumps the count. No one has a chance to block Fletcher Cox when he jumps and knows the snap count. Coward slips and misses him because he's in a backfield already. Drives Massey 4 yards back. So right there, the quarterback's got to help, slow down a little bit, understand everybody's assignment, and get everybody moving in the right direction.
When they ran I formation 2 weeks ago against the Chargers, very effective, and I thought J.P. Holtz had a good game. I don't feel the same way about how he played against the Eagles, and there was one or two play, one in particular, where he was still in his three-point well after the ball was snapped. I don't know if you caught that, Olin, but yeah. And I just wonder if too much motion and just too much – just let him line up, put his hand on the ground, and fire out instead of always running motion and running this and run. Simplify it a little bit.
Yeah, the same thing we've all been saying. And the thing that's really frustrating when you go back and say, watch Mitch Trubisky play against the Lions last year, is just how different of a quarterback and an offense they were last year, and how much better everybody was playing and how much more comfortable Mitch was in the pocket. But he's obviously struggling right now, like you're saying. The whole offense is struggling, whether it be Trey Burton, whether it be Adam Shaheen trying to run block the defense end, whether it be J.P. Holtz, I got his stands, whether it be James Daniels getting run over by Fletcher Cox on the first third down of the game. But look, I would tell James Daniels that I was in Champaign, Illinois, and Richard Seymour ran me over in a game. And that's when you just start to learn that, look, maybe this technique and fundamentals everybody's talking about is really important. So, yes, like we talked about the I formation, the boot plays 2 weeks in a row, right? They hit Robinson for 31 yards out of the I max protection, throw it up. And then they come back finally in the second half versus the Eagles, and they max protect, and they do a little half boot, and they throw it to Taylor Gabriel. Why does it take so long to get to that? The offensive line really struggled in the first half, like I put in my tweet, but they didn't get any help from the game plan, any help from the play caller. It is not a good idea to leave Coward one-on-one with Fletcher Cox. I knew that going into the game. Why would you leave him there?
Bottom of the hour on the Score, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to ride a Zamboni on the ice during intermission of a Wolves game? Sign up to take a spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES to learn more. We are winners. We are the Wolves. Olin, what percent chance do you think Mitch Trubisky is salvageable? And I will define salvageable by, we will want him to be the quarterback of the future of the Bears. What percent chance is there of that happening?
It's a great question. I mean, I'll put it at, just from watching Mitch for 2 years, and like, we were all excited about him coming into this year, obviously, because he had a pretty good year last year, right, Danny? I mean, when you watch him and some things he does in games, he's got the physical tools, he's got the arm, but, you know, right now you're at about a 50% chance, right? Just, is he going to come out of this? I mean, look, what happens when there's bad quarterback play in an NFL building, people start to lose their jobs. So the center, for whatever reason, if he's not starting at center this week, which is the rumors, for whatever reason, if he's not there, he just lost his job. I don't care if you put him at left guard. I don't care if he stays still on the field. He just lost his job basically because Cody Whitehair makes Mitch feel more comfortable by making all the calls. So that's the first guy to go. So that tells you that the quarterback play is bad. They have to try to score early in the game. If you take out the Redskins game where they had three touchdowns, I think, in the first half, and you take out Cordarrelle Patterson's kickoff return and HaHa Clinton Dix's interception for a touchdown, they've only scored field goals in the first half of every game. I think they're averaging 6.5 points a game when Mitch starts in the first half. If you take out those other touchdowns, they're averaging 3.6 points a game in the first half. That's almost incredible with all the guys they have, with Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen, Miller, Burton, Mitch Trubisky, Montgomery. It's almost impossible, and it has to speak to maybe the coaches have to take a very good look at themselves in the mirror and what are we calling to get this offense moving.
I had to go to the Google machine to see if that game against the Lions last year actually happened, and it did. The 1 year anniversary is coming up on Tuesday. The big 34-22 win over the Lions. The Bears erupted for 26 first half points in that win. Trubisky 23 out of 30 for 355, three touchdowns and no picks. Let's live in that time. Olin, when Trubisky says this week, "I want the TVs off," so the negativity isn't reinforced. How does that play with teammates?
I think in that building right now, I think they're at the point, like when I played on really bad teams, you're at a point where you don't really listen to anything anybody is saying anymore, and they just got to prove it. And I know for a fact, because if you watch film or even the TV copy, that it's not the way Mitch is playing, is not playing well with his teammates. Because you can see their reaction after plays with wide receivers throwing their hands up, people walking off the field with their head down like, "I was wide open there. Why is he not throwing me the ball?" Tariq Cohen and Mitch Trubisky rolling out Tariq Cohen. I think it was a San Diego game. I think it was he ran out of bounds and he was wide open for a while and he looked frustrated. The sideline looks frustrated. They all don't know what to do. So Mitch Trubisky's play more than anything is what's not playing well in that locker room. And he's got to come out here and he's got to win his teammates' confidence back. He's got to win his coach's confidence back, and his coach has got to help him out. And Coach Nagy's got to win his team's confidence back too, because a lot of decisions he's been making have not been good ones. And, this center decision, just to me, it just falls in line with a lot of the other decisions that we've been watching this year, like coming out of the bye week, saying that you got to fix your run game, only running it seven times, and the first play you're going to give it to Tariq Cohen and run him up the middle and inside zone, and then you're going to flip an option and they're going to get a fumble to Miller. It's just a lot of stuff just doesn't make sense to me this year. So just kind of watching where all of this stuff is headed.
Great stuff. Olin will be at Coombs Corner Sports Grill in Lockport.
Strong today, yeah. Bringing the heat.
Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show and then the postgame show. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Thanks, O.
Thanks, Olin.
I appreciate it, guys.
See you, man. Have a good weekend.
That was very manly what you did. Bringing the heat.
Yeah, he was, though, wasn't he?
It was very strong.
Not happy about the possibility of a switch with center and left guard.
But Tanny's going to come sit in Mac's spot because we are both huge Breaking Bad fans, and we both loved El Camino. And Matt Jones, who's a Bears fan and played Badger in Breaking Bad, is going to come in and tell us some stories and talk about his new movie, Turkey Bowl, which looks funny. It's a Thanksgiving movie. And we're going to talk Bears and Breaking Bad and Turkey Bowl with Badger from Breaking Bad next on The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.